USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, which legalized abortion in the United States, tens of thousands of pro-lifers have gathered on the National Mall for the annual March for Life. President of the March for Life, Gene Mancini, says this year's observance is coming as there's a new Attorney General nominee in William Barr, and she says she's hoping he'll take a closer look at allegations against Planned Parenthood.
Of course, there's this ongoing investigation into Planned Parenthood and the trafficking of little hearts, little lungs, little livers of babies who are developing, and the Justice Department hasn't brought that to fruition yet, and we're very hopeful that this new nominee will look into that.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with a top North Korean envoy at the State Department today, apparently planning the second summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A report from BuzzFeed claims that President Trump told his former lawyer to lie to Congress, saying that talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended before they actually did. BuzzFeed News' Anthony Cormier worked on the story.
He had said again on the campaign trail that he had nothing, no business with Russia, nothing to see here. But in fact, behind the scenes, he was encouraging Mr. Cohen to set up a meeting overseas in Russia with Vladimir Putin.
The White House denies the report. Northern New England could get over 3 feet of snow this weekend as a powerful storm is moving from the Midwest to the East Coast. The storm will move into the Northeast tomorrow into Sunday and could bring 30 inches of snow to parts of Pennsylvania and New York as well. Police in Arizona say a suspect shot by a deputy near Phoenix earlier this month may have been acting on behalf of ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A strike continues, but so do the negotiations between the L.A. Unified School District and the union representing its 30,000 teachers. In fact, the union president, Alex Caputo-Pearl, says the bargaining, which resumed yesterday, is probably going to continue through the weekend.
An agreement is not going to take shape overnight. It's not going to be a quick and easy process.
A coalition of 31 sheriffs along the U.S.-Mexico border is saying the idea of a wall as the only solution to an immigration problem is misguided. The sheriffs from California to Texas say in a letter there are places where physical barriers make sense, but the best solution is turning to more technology and human resources to make the border more secure. The head of Alabama's prisons wants to completely overhaul that state's badly overcrowded prison system, proposing 3 mega prisons. Alabama has the worst prison suicide rates in the country. And this news just coming into USA Radio News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has canceled her plans to take a commercial flight to Afghanistan. A statement from her office released moments ago is blaming President Trump for leaking details of the trip to visit U.S. troops. As Afghanistan, of course, is a war zone, and U.S. officials seldom reveal details of planned trips because of security concerns. Trump cited the partial government shutdown and canceled her use of a jet yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.